eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Christmas Eve, Friday, December 24th, and I told you we're going to keep it real tight this week because you guys have things to do, and I am on winter break. Today, we're doing that by answering a question from Rob. How about that? Finally debt-free. Let's go. Let's talk to Rob.
Hello, Jill. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Oh, you're very sweet. So what's up?
Well, here's the situation. I've been listening to your show quite a bit lately, and I realized I'm 39 now, and during my 20s, I did okay saving for retirement, but then during my 30s, I kind of put that aside, and I started doing other things, paying down the house probably more than I should have, paying off debt, paying off student loans, paying off cars, basically to get to a point where I was debt-free. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm getting back to retirement, in the meantime, I've gotten some raises, and I hadn't really caught up with my 401k. So I go to sign up and I realize the website does not allow me to go past 6% on my salary. And I thought it was a mistake.
Oh.
So I made some phone calls and I got, you know, back and forth between my employer and the provider. And the provider told me that my employer had basically put me as a highly compensated employee, which I didn't know at the time what it meant. And they said it was IRS rules that you're not allowed to go past 6% of your salary.
Mm.
My salary is $150,000 now. Mm-hmm. So 6% of that is about $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted your opinion on what basically else I could fill that gap, another $10,000, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I do still contribute to a non-deductible traditional IRA. But between my wife and I's income, we're also past the Roth IRA limit. So I do feel like there are some limitations that I have. It's one of those interesting things, and I said, obviously, I'm lucky to have the salary I have, but there are so many restrictions on what we can do tax deferred.
I totally get that. It really is based on your specific company's problem here, which is that relative to the whole staff, you are considered highly compensated. In other words, you hear plenty of people who call this show who make hundreds of thousands of dollars more a year than you, and they are able to max out their retirement accounts. And it's simply a calculation for the company to try to address. Is it a small-ish company?
It's not. It's S&P 500. It's a pretty significant organization. But
really?
When I called HR, they told me that there's people, because it's a global company, there's people that are making minimum wage, and there's people that are making, you know, $500,000 a year. As you say, they have to basically say that the benefits of 401k are not being skewed towards the executives.
Right. And the way that they could, you know how they could fix that is that they could simply say, if you make below a certain amount of money, we'll match blank. And that's how you get your participation rate up. That's what they really need to do. There's no match on this, or is there?
There is. If there wasn't, I would be even more willing to jump bail. I've been there a while, so I definitely have goodwill with the company and a good career there.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize that they were doing this because, as you said, I even told the person in HR, hey, I hear people making $300,000 or $250,000, and I've never heard of this before. And I've heard your show and other shows quite a bit, and I've always, and in fact, it's easier to find the rule on maxing out your 401k than it is to find the rule on not being able to.
That tells you a lot. How much money does your wife earn?
She makes about $65,000, so combined we're at about the $230,000 range or so.
With her $65,000, does she have a retirement plan or not?
She is self-employed, so we set up a SEP IRA for her. Mm-hmm. So I'm basically maxing that out to about 25% of her income.
All right,
there.
So Okay, so you're doing that. So how much money do you have in the non-deductible IRA right now?
So total IRAs, we have about $160,000. That's inclusive of previous employers and money that is carried over from basically rollovers from all old jobs.
Mm-hmm. The 160 in some traditional, some rollover, some non-deductible. I was trying to see whether or not you'd be a candidate for a backdoor Roth, but it really would not work very well because of the other money. How much money is in the current 401k?
It's not much. It's probably about $60,000.
Okay. You could just have a plain old investment account. You know, I can make you feel better about this. You guys are actually in a pretty decent tax bracket, meaning that, you know, you're at 24%. It's not a terrible number. And so maybe there's a way to make you feel slightly better in that I can just say to you, look, at this point, paying that 24% tax and investing the money really, you know, I maybe not exactly as aggressively as you might in your retirement account, but putting that money away into a non-retirement general investment account, I'm cool with that. I think that that's totally fine. It's really a question of like you feeling a little bit ripped off. I get it. Again, 24% tax bracket, not the worst bracket. You're fine right now. And maybe you pay the tax, you move on, and you just make sure you're really tax efficient. Do you have kids? What's going on?
Yeah, we do. We have. So I also, like I said, I started the investing process really this year. I went ahead and funded a 529. We have three kids. So I found three 529s. So we got that going.
Great.
And I do have also a non-retirement taxable. We have both a kind of two personals and a joined.
Yep.
And there's also another $50,000 sprinkled in there as well. Pretty much all in S&P 500 low cost index funds as well. I was considering dabbling to stocks, but I hear you're risk aversion, and I also feel the same way. So
you hear my wimpiness. I mean,
yeah.
Let me just say, I wear my wimpiness on my sleeve. I really do. I think you're in good shape. I get that you're pissed off about it. I would be too, but I just feel like you don't have tons of other options. Luckily, you'll use the tax code to your advantage right now. So I say keep funding, keep putting away. I know that you want to put more into retirement, but you also have the kids and you're making good money here. And I think that if you're both doing the non-deductible IRA, there's 12 grand, your 401k, there's 9 grand, and your wife's putting away, you know, doing the best she can in her SEP, putting away that 25% of the 65 grand. So all in all, you're saving a lot. Okay, if you are looking to find out what to do with a little bit of extra money now that you are debt-free, give us a shout. You can just go to our website, jillonmoney.com. You can click the contact button. And while you're there, you can catch up on shows you may have missed or watch TV segments. Don't worry, it's all there for you, all on our website. It's Friday, so we'd like to do a little bit of business. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is our executive producer. We are distributed by Cadence 13. It's Christmas time. Whether you celebrate or not, today's just another day where you're going to do something nice for someone else. It will make that person feel good, and it most certainly will make you feel good. Grit, growth, grace, and a little gratitude. We'll talk to you tomorrow.